Today we're going over how you, yeah, you, can grow a brand online in 2024. What is up, guys? Welcome back to Based Business. I'm your host, Parker McCumber. But real quick, let me go ahead and announce, I'm going to donate $2 to Charity Water for every one follower that I gain on YouTube in 2024. That means if I get 1,000 followers in 2024, I'm going to donate $2,000. If I get 2,000, I guess it's subscribers on YouTube. If I get 2,000 subscribers, I'm going to donate $4,000 to Charity Water. So if you're interested in donating to charity or doing stuff that helps me donate to charity and you want to get awards like this, or maybe like that one, or maybe even like big awards like that one that can't even fit in this frame, then make sure you go ahead and subscribe to this YouTube channel. Follow Based Business. We put out content that is going to help business leaders, entrepreneurs. It's where we can give back and help you guys succeed. So don't be afraid to send us questions, comments, the things that you want to see or the things you need help with from us. Okay, let's dive right in. What does a brand look like in 2024? So I think it's important that we kind of look at and analyze what is working for people and what isn't working for people. Because you, as an individual, don't need to reinvent the wheel here. So I think it's impossible to really talk about how you can build your brand without talking about social media. I think that that's kind of at the forefront of digital brand building right now, or online brand building, I guess. Let's talk a little bit about the different platforms, right? I don't think it's necessary for most brands or most small businesses, even large businesses really, to be on every single platform, right? Ultimately, you need to be where your target audience is. So one of my businesses targets a lot of older people. And because older people make up a larger part of our client base, we use like Facebook, right? You think about my parents, your parents, grandparents, maybe for some of you young people out there, is their social media? Well, it's on Facebook. Instagram, a little bit younger. You get the millennial, Gen X, Gen Z kind of on both sides there fitting into that. People use Twitter, LinkedIn. I mean, there's a lot of different platforms now. You get stuff like Snapchat. Ultimately, go where your people are. I don't engage a lot on places that aren't going to be beneficial to me and my target audience. That's not to say you can't get sales or build a brand in those locations, but focus on what works and play to your strengths first. And then once you have that established, you can go ahead and continue to expand. That would be my recommendation. Some things that you should consider are things like digital presence, right? Where are brands in your niche being viewed? Where are they active at? You should also consider things like, how are you going to create a compelling narrative? How are you going to tell your organization's story or your people's story? What is your consistency looking like as far as the type of content that you put out and the frequency that you put it out? So we'll break down some of those essentials as we get into the topic. So typically on LinkedIn, right, it's a more professional network. You put out more professional content on that platform than maybe you necessarily would if you're on Instagram or Snapchat or something like that, TikTok maybe. I look at like Twitter as the place to get really quick, brief information shared out. I get Instagram as a great place to use video, photos, reels, showcase the product, showcase its uses. It's also a great place to share your social proof, customer reviews, that kind of stuff. Because it's a very visual audience base. And if they can see the benefits and see the good things right there in front of them, I mean, it's just completing what its purpose is. So let's talk a little bit about content strategies that are prevailing in 2024. One of the big ones is user-generated content. And there's a couple ways you can come about getting user-generated content, right? One, you can ask your customers to just share content with you. And you can do that in different ways. In the past, I've offered customers like discount codes on future purchases if they would send us their pictures, videos, that kind of stuff. We've done giveaways and awards. For example, best three photos are going to get prizes. First place gets $500. Second place gets $250. Third place gets $100. But that's bringing in hundreds of pictures, bunches of videos and stuff that we can then use for content that we're not taking the time to create, other people are providing us for with. And then there's also like paid user-generated content, websites like Billo, where you have creators who are available for you to hire. You send them your products, you pay them for their work, and they will create videos of them using the product, reviewing the product, really kind of whatever you want them to do. But that kind of stuff is actually really engaging now because it's not you or your business talking about the product. It's a customer that your target audience can relate to reviewing and talking about the benefits of the product that makes them more likely to buy. So I'm a big fan of user-generated content right now. I think that's a great place to start while you're building your brand. And then I'm seeing a lot of reward for engagement on social media right now. This kind of got bigger and bigger with Twitter. And now it's, I think some of the other platforms have kind of built this in, where you're getting rewarded, your brand, your pages are getting rewarded based on your engagement as that branded page as well. So it's no longer just, you know, are you getting views, are you getting likes, are other people coming? But if you're engaging in your community, they're rewarding your pages. So in 2024, if you're trying to build a brand, get active on the platforms that you're trying to build on. In Twitter specifically, if you can get like 100 comments done in a day, now don't like hold this quote to me, but this is like what I'm seeing and experiencing, is that for every like 100 comments I'm getting, my page is getting a big bump in exposure. And that's, sorry, I said comments I'm getting. I meant every 100 comments I leave, I respond to, I reply to, but like actual typing in comments is driving a lot of traffic to my page. My posts, as a result, start getting more views when I'm putting in more comments, more efforts to engage the community as a whole. I've started to also see that on Instagram and Facebook now, maybe not to the same extent as Twitter, but that's growing in prevalence, I think, in the social community. And I don't think that's going away anytime in 2024, right? These brands want, when I say brands, I guess these social platforms want to have engagement on their platform. They want to hold your eyes there. They want viewership, right? So if you can be engaging and drawing more views back to the platform and more engagement to the platform, you're also rewarded. And as we've seen now with Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, there is the reward of monetization for people who are growing their accounts and platforms. So I think it's very important to be engaging the community, to be talking to your fans, to be talking to your customers, to be sharing content. I don't want to just say that consistency is key, but there is a reward for being consistent, not only in posting, but in engagement as well. Okay, let's talk about SEO, search engine optimization. A phrase that scares a lot of people, but it doesn't need to really be scary. I'm going to break it down for you guys so that you can help your brand grow with search engine optimization. At its root, it's just the practice of increasing the quantity and quality of the traffic that you get to your website, typically through organic search results. And this involves learning how to leverage search engines, like how Google ranks your website. The most common thing that you would need to know when you're starting out with SEO optimization, search engine optimization, is keyword usage, right? What phrases are people searching for that's going to drive them to your site? What keywords are they searching for that your site can connect to? You want to look at content quality and relevance to those keywords and search phrases, making sure that you're creating informative, valuable, engaging content that answers their questions. Kind of a little bit deeper next level would be things like, what metadata are you using? And that helps helps websites and search engines understand what the actual content is of your website. meta tags, right, and descriptions. And then on a little bit of a more technical side, I would also consider like website speed to be important. Make sure that you're optimizing for website speed. There's some studies that have said things like the website speed is tied directly to your conversion rate. And websites that have a poor speed fail to convert as effectively as websites with good website speed. Okay, let's talk about personal branding, right? Mine is now all about sour gummy worms. I just love them. Okay, but really, personal branding is, we'll call it the art of creating and influencing the public perception of you as the entrepreneur or the business leader, right? I've found that a lot of my personal branding directly influences the performance of my companies, especially because I put myself or position myself to be the face of those organizations. I think the real key to personal branding is starting out authentically, right? It's who you are, it's what you believe in, and you're sharing that with the world. Now, I guess you can also be leveraging, you know, these personal branding kind of tips for the organizational branding or the business branding that you're trying to build. But it essentially involves constantly sharing your knowledge, your beliefs with the public and relating those to the services and products and the business that you're promoting and building the brand for. Most importantly, personal branding and organizational branding is all about creating trust in what you do and what you promote. Okay, let's talk about analytics and feedback. Most websites, platforms, they provide you with analytics. And analytics, what they are, is data-driven insight that you can use to make informed decisions about your business. Ultimately, they provide you insights about your customers' behavior, the demographics, preferences, the interactions that they're having on your website, and with their views on your products and services. Now, we don't believe here in Based Business that you should be making decisions on a whim. The decision should be data-backed, right? Take the emotion out of it. Do what's going to work. Do what is working based on the data you've collected. You should also be searching for opportunities to seek feedback from your customers, right? This could look like surveys. This could look like reviews. This could be just asking them for their thoughts and feelings at the end of a conversation. I try really hard to ask when I'm on social media or talking to somebody in messages, hey, what do you think about this product? What do you think about the service? How is it portrayed by customer service, right? Just collect that information and data because that actually fuels how we make changes as an organization, how we improve our products, how we improve our services. Okay, that's the bulk of what I had built in my framework for this week's episode. Let me know what I needed to hit that I didn't hit, and I would be happy to cover that for you guys. Please leave that information in the comments below if you're watching this on YouTube. Thank you so much for joining us on this week's video. I appreciate your time. Don't forget to keep learning. Don't forget to keep asking questions. Don't forget to keep growing. Your personal growth makes a huge influence on the people's lives around you. Don't forget, for every subscriber we generate this year on this channel, we're going to donate $2 to charity Water, which builds wells for underprivileged, underserviced communities around the world.